This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Henry Davis got his first major league hit yesterday, and he also talked to the public after the game. I want you to hear some of these comments, because Henry Davis is not an interesting man, but I think that some of what he tries to do or embodies as a player, at least with his mentality, is interesting. So just listen to this. It's a couple minutes.
Before you start to finish.
It was exciting. You know, having my family's here, just wish we won the game.
Yeah, of course. But how emotional was it for you and just to have everybody here to be a part of a special night for you?
It was great. I'm glad they were here. And just wish we won.
Yeah, of course. But I think anybody wishes that, but can you just take us through that first at bat and hear where to drive one down the left field line for a double? And what was your reaction after you made contact?
I was just thinking about having a good at bat, you know, leading off the inning, trying to get something going.
Lift a weight off your shoulders in any way to get it right then and there in your first plate appearance?
Honestly, I wasn't really thinking about it. I was just thinking about have a good AB, get on.
Did anyone remind you to do the sword?
No, I've been watching plenty of games. I saw it.
I think you had one there late in the eighth inning, I guess?
No, I should have pulled it.
Yeah. Any plans for what you're going to do with the baseball?
I don't have it yet.
Really?
What was right field like for you, and what's it like seeing a third deck for the first time?
I didn't really notice it. I mean, dimensions of the field are super similar, so, you know, just try to catch the ball back at bases.
You didn't notice the third deck at all out there? People say, like, third deck syndrome when a guy makes his debut. You didn't observe any of that at all?
I just kind of, focused on communicating with my coaches, teammates, and, you know, finding a way to try and help the team win.
I don't know what you kind of envisioned your major league debut looking like, but did you imagine standing in, you know, in the middle of a downpour in that kind of vision?
No, I did not.
You kind of wrap up with the last 24 hours have been like for you, just what a whirlwind it's been.
Yeah, I mean, just honestly great to share the news with my family. You know, looking forward to this for a long time.
How about we talked to you.
You go up and you take three pitches to start your big league career. How hard was that? I'm sure your heart had to be racing at least a little bit there to be that patient and work such a big league.
Honestly, I felt pretty comfortable. I've worked really hard for this, and I really trust my approach, whether it's, you know, spring training or whatever level or in the big leagues, just try and have a good at-bat, help the team win.
Henry, we talked to your parents, we saw your grandfather, everybody else that was there tonight to be here for you, your fiance was there, your brother, sister, everybody. How much have they impacted your journey to this day right now?
I just wouldn't be here without them. You know, it's a full team effort. I'm very appreciative for what they do. I'm glad they got to be here.
Henry Davis, post-game after the Pirates lost 8-0, but he got his first major league hit in Pittsburgh at PNC Park against the division rival. I don't know how much of that, or any player for that matter that does that, is an act where he has the mentality that, you know, oh, I just wish we would have won. I just wish we would have won. However, I respect him for being so young and not letting too many things get to him. Like, he's not paying attention to the things that don't matter, like the third row syndrome that I think Robbie and Spakowski brought up. That doesn't matter. It's a question to ask. Sure, it's interesting to see if he noticed certain things about PNC Park, but, like, I'm glad that he's not letting too many things about Major League Baseball get to him, and he's just saying, yeah, this is just baseball. You know, the dimensions of the field are similar. I didn't notice the third row. The crowd didn't get to me. I respect all of that about Henry Davis, and sometimes I get a little annoyed with reporters as well when they're, like, trying to get something interesting out of a question session like that. But I think that Henry Davis holds himself well. And the fact that he's not all that interesting when he gives answers makes him interesting to me. He's got the right mentality. He's got he's paying attention to the right things, and he's not letting too much get to him. And if it's not just an act and he actually isn't letting too many things get to him, I think he's going to do just fine on this Pirates roster. And hopefully we'll see him at the catcher position here sometime soon. And I know many of you want to see that as well.